Kildare Today.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie. Kildare
KFM. Well, you'll recall on Friday that we spoke with two of our three guests on this particular topic. Dylan O'Flynn, who's a resident in the Selbridge Leixlip area, and Councillor, Fine Gael Councillor Joe Neville, Cathaoirleach of Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, will be joined later by Catherine Murphy, Social Democrats co-leader, and Kildare North TD. Described as an environmental disaster on the beautiful Little Rye River, a pollutant substance entering the river system, wiping out hundreds of fish and other wildlife, including many species of invertebrates, according to one person who posted on Twitter. Indeed, there's been quite a huge reaction to this particular topic. Let's find out if there has been progress on it indeed, because our opening guest has called on all local representatives and councillors to keep the story alive because it's an ongoing issue. And that local resident who first brought it to our attention is Dylan O'Flynn. Good morning, Dylan. Thank you for joining us again on the programme this morning. Now, first of all, aside from a resident of the area, you have professional expertise in this particular area as well, have you?
So I'm a part of the DCU Water Institute, and we look at a wide variety of contaminants in both the rivers and the oceans. So my particular expertise is around pharmaceuticals in surface water, so like rivers and stuff. But other people are looking at pesticides and other chemicals such as PFAS.
All right. Well, what we can't go away from is what has been certainly making very big traction on Twitter all weekend. People's disappointment, disgust, reprehension at what has happened. Now, I know we have to be legally sensitive here because we cannot name any or indeed speculate as to who, what or where. But you can confirm, I think, that some progress has been carried out over the weekend.
Yeah, so what was good is that the IFI and the National Parks and Wildlife Services, the EPA and Kildare County Council have all been down and been testing the water, and they found the source and they've identified the person who is involved. But for now it has been stopped. However, the damage has been done, and it'll take years for the right to recover. But one of the things which, you know, in a bit of a background and why this is so disappointing, is for the last 5 years, our fishing club, Intel, the Inland Fisheries Ireland Carton House, and a lot of local farmers have been working so hard to bring up the Rye water quality. It's like the Rye is a special area conservation with a lot of endangered species. So like farmers have given up land to prevent livestock going near the Rye, and also chose the time and the type of pesticides for spraying. Intel set up the Friends of the Rye Committee, which, you know, has significantly helped to protect the Rye biodiversity. And ourselves, we've done river cleanups with the help of the Tidy Towns. And this has led to improving water quality. And the water quality in the Rye is currently at Q4 and a half, which is only bested by mountain streams. So it's really improving. So after all of these years of, you know, intense effort to improve the water quality, it's been effectively just wiped out in an instant. And, you know, as you mentioned with the biodiversity, like we're seeing complete wiping of invertebrates and protected species such as the brook lamprey. They're an endangered species, so it's a really huge knock-on effect. And what is really concerning is that it wasn't just an isolated incident. There was multiple pollution events over the last number of days, which has led us to believe that it's a much wider problem than what we initially thought.
And could I ask you there, when you say that, and again, sensitive to the legal case that will be arising from this, we understand. When you say multiple incidents, is that multiple incidents from the same source, you think, or that there are other sources?
Well, we know that in this particular scenario, over the last week, there has been multiple incidences from that particular source
right.
that have been going into the Liffey, or into the Rye River.
Right, okay. When you refer to IFI, by the way, you're talking about inlandfisheries.ie and
yes.
the National Public Parks Wildlife Service for, and I notice on your Twitter you say you want to thank them for performing what's called a laborious dye test and identifying the perpetrator. As with our fishing club, everyone is furious that this pollution could happen, but with ongoing litigation, of course, we're not going to name any parties at the moment. You are an environmental chemist. Would you tell us a little about what this dye test is about?
So essentially the dye test is, we're looking, so what they do is they introduce a dye, either, normally it's a green or a red dye, and they introduce it from different sources, from, well, potential sources which they think that it's coming from. And from what happens is they dye it further from where, you know, the where they think the contaminant is coming from, and then if they see the dye coming out where the pipe, which is ending up into the rye, and when they see that dye entering the rye, then they can identify, yes, this is the particular area where contaminants are coming from.
All right, and we're also joined by Fine Gael Councillor Joe Neville. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Clem. How are you?
Joe, I mean, we continue to see more photos and videos over the weekend, and as Dylan has been articulating, the destruction to fish life and indeed beyond fish life, invertebrates has been mentioned as well by other Twitter posters, is significant.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And to be honest, I was down, as I said, on Friday on the call. The River Rye runs right beside my house by our housing estate in Ryvale. I've been looking in over the weekend, looking in today, this morning actually, even again, and there was no sign of life in the river. Genuinely no sign of life. This is a river that I looked at. I was there on Thursday with my, or Wednesday, sorry. I was there with my children on Wednesday, and we were looking in, as you do, as little kids are wont to do, looking in at the fish. You could see them, not a problem. And then obviously Dylan posted that, I think it was Wednesday night, about the first initial pictures. And then Thursday, I went down, you know, you could see the dead fish. And then you go in today, it's clear, to be honest with you, as you go down by the Ryvale Nursing Home, the water's clear, it was lovely, it was pristine, it was like a nice clear pool. But you couldn't see any life, you know, and that just doesn't happen, to be honest, at the portion of the Rye where, you know, where we are, and where now everything's gone out of it. So I suppose you can see in a matter of days, you've gone from a thriving life to dead fish. Now it just seems like there's nothing.
We're talking about possibly years for the regeneration of the Rye in terms of aquatic life, are we?
Yeah, like obviously, and in fairness, there's people who be more expert than me, you know, emphasising all that. You know, as Dylan outlined, a huge amount of work has gone in on the Rye, and there's been even Intel, they publish a periodical every you know, to get annually, where they go down at all the biodiverse nature of the river, what work has been done, the impact, you know, that the river can have, the positive impact, you know, whereas so there was a great awareness locally with the Friends of the Rye, and as Dylan said, a lot of people have sacrificed, you know, themselves to do that and to make sure that it has improved, and we all see the benefit of that then down the line, whereas here, you know, in one fell swoop, in the short, you know, a couple of days, maybe one or two incidents, you know, and not necessarily at the river, the way it can flow down. That's the difficulty you're dealing with here. It's not as easy as identifying, you know, in our mind's eye, we always would have maybe thought about a farmer putting slurry directly into a river. It doesn't work like that. You know, it can come from anywhere. And, you know, a lot of work has gone into identifying, you know, the location or the source. So, you know, I said, look, we can't talk about that too much here, but yeah, you know, hopefully it comes to fruition that it's all...
Indeed, looking at some of the videos, and I have to say, John Walsh, who's apparently a very fine flamenco musician as well, posted on Twitter at the weekend saying, Kildare County Council says they can't address this filth flowing into the Rye River in Leixlip, which, according to John Walsh, has killed every living river creature in a 2-mile-kilometre stretch in midweek last week. Now, and there's a video posted of the water, and I have to say, the water looks like soup. Dylan, you, as I say, are an environmental chemist, are we talking about years here for the rehabilitation of this river? And indeed, is the pollution ongoing still at the moment, or has it been stopped?
So there was actually a study done which was in the River Blackwater, and it was they pulled evidence also from the States, and from what they found is that for an average it took about 3 years for brown trout after a pollution event to get back into the similar levels it was before. And also when it comes to salmon when there's a pollution event, they, you know, salmon come back to the exact same spawning location which they have before. And if you kill those salmon, like the salmon power, they won't be coming back. So you remove that genetic diversity from the river. So this, you know, they were saying that it took about 2 years for the biomass of the salmon to get back to previous levels. However, the actual genetic diversity of the salmon is reduced. When it comes to what is happening with the pollution sources, for now it's stopped, but with the legislation currently in place for around sewage, there can be a release into any river at any time in an emergency scenario. So it can potentially happen again in the future where, you know, it might be a year or 2 years and then the river's trying to recover and then another thing happens and there's another release of sewage. So we really have to be careful in, you know...
Yeah, and aside from the immediate environments of Confey, Leek Slip and that, the Rye flows into the Liffey, of course.
Yeah, and that's another scenario as well, because we tried to contact with the ESB for releasing water, but it's such a long process of passing it down from Golden Falls and then into Leek Slip that it takes a lot of time. And by the time these contaminants are in the Liffey, we actually don't know what is happening going on, because it might not be at the same concentrations and you might not see the immediate fish kill. But you can still, over a passage of time, you know, it'll be sequestered in the sediments, it'll be passed back up into the water column, and then it could cause extra stress on the fish, which I imagine are already under serious pressure from other contamination.
And who is the ultimate sanction applier here? Is it Irish Water? Because apparently, Joe, let me ask Joe first. Joe, yeah. has Kildare County Council any input in this?
Yeah, it does, yeah. Kildare County Council, like, you know, they've been part of the initial team since Thursday night, and ultimately I would imagine it will be Kildare County Council who'll be dependent obviously on the source and whatever else, you know, who will be one of the main pursuers here. Like, they have to be. Irish Water obviously look after the water infrastructure, the pipes, the systems, so they're all linked. But if somebody has committed, as you can imagine, has committed an environmental, you know, issue, it will be Kildare County Council. Ultimately, obviously, the item might have flown through an Irish Water system, but the actual initial environmental disaster, we'll call it, or event, would have contravened Kildare County Council laws and rules.
And finally, Dylan, and we'll be joined by Catherine Murphy after the break, Dylan O'Flynn. It's not just the fish that have been killed, the insects have been killed, and of course biodiversity. I saw videos, for example, of ducks and their little ducklings on the river as well, all dependent, such is the nature of biodiversity, that is so interconnected, that it's not just the fish that have been impacted by this.
Yeah, it's like contaminants pass up through the food web. So if, you know, some contaminants are building up in invertebrates for whatever the remaining surviving one, anyway. But when, you know, a duck or a fish, you know, feeds off certain bugs, it'll pass into their digestive system and then it'll concentrate up. So if we're just talking about what we're suspecting of toxic levels of ammonia, but if there's other pollutants as well, which are retaining inside of the fat of these organisms and it passes up, you could actually end up with a lot of bird species, you know, who are containing these chemicals, and eventually, you know, it could lead to a shortened lifespan.
All right, we'll continue after the break with this. We'll be hearing from Catherine Murphy, but that's Fine Gael Councillor Joe Neville, chairperson of the Cathaoirleach of the Selbridge Leek Slip Municipal District area, and Dylan O'Flynn, who's an environmental chemist but also an avid fly fisherman, and everyone lamenting that this incident has happened yet again and continues to happen around the country. We won't make any particular comment on what we think, who, what, where, what, until we hear the outcome of whatever proceedings authorities might decide to take or not to take. But the one thing is for sure, that the Rye River is damaged, hopefully not terminally, for many, many years to come, but certainly in the medium term future of a couple of years, as Dylan is saying, to restock that. And one looks at the videos of the dead fish, wonderful specimens of fish, all destroyed. It's shocking indeed. Dylan O'Flynn, thanks very much indeed, Dylan, and Joe Neville, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Kevin.
And keep us posted on that, gentleman, in terms of both of you, as any developments that happen. We will have Catherine Murphy, as I say, after the break, to get her reaction and also to reflect on the Social Democrats conference, which was held over the weekend.
Kildare Today.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Still to come, the Irish Business Against Litter, which has ranked Naas as the cleanest town in Ireland. We'll hear from Conor Horgan of Eyeball in a couple of minutes' time. But co-leader of the Social Democrats and Kildare North TD, Catherine Murphy. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Clem.
Now, Catherine, first of all, your reaction to what's happened on the Rye River.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was brought to my attention late on Wednesday night, and, like, it's, I know the work that's been going on there and how good the river was in advance of this series of contaminants flowing into it on Wednesday, and certainly there was another one on Friday. The really key issue is now that the culprit or culprits are fully identified, and that there's a prevention from this happening again. But also there has to be a plan of action to restore the river. I mean, there's been an active river management plan there, and there's been super work done by both a number of entities, and Joe would have outlined some of them, including Kildare County Council, I've got to say. And it's, you know, I mean, this is not a minor river, it's a very significant tributary. It flows into the Liffey at Leixlip Village, and there would be concern that the damage is more widespread, but like the river is dead for a couple of kilometres. Like this is very significant what has happened, and there also needs to be a really, when you start looking at a proper communication strategy. There was huge frustration at, for example, I think Irish Water do need a communication strategy if something like this happens, because that was one of the things that people who were out and who have been actively working on improving the quality of the river have been concerned with.
We're
not disinterested parties, you know.
I have to say, Catherine, and our nose is fairly close to the grindstone here in terms of being alert to things happening. But the first information we got of this happening was via Dylan O'Flynn's Facebook page. And I mean, that's not good enough either, because once that's discovered, surely the authorities should issue, all the relevant authorities should issue notices to the media to tell people, number one, what's happened, and also to advise people, for example, stay away from this water, it's seriously polluted, keep your pets and children away from this, don't fish on the river, don't bathe in the river.
Yeah, absolutely, and in fact that's one of the things that people, you know, the person who alerted me first, you know, his dog is in and out of the river all the time, and he, like, you know, you know, if this had been, for example, a particularly sunny few days, you know, you would have had, there's no doubt you would have had kids in paddling, you know. There has to be an understanding that there is a wider implication than the, you know, the direct stop the, you know, find the source of this, stop it, and then deal with it.
What's even more concerning, Catherine, is, well, Inland Waterways did issue a statement while we were covering this on Friday, but it's even more concerning that this wasn't just one incident, apparently, but it was a number of incidents.
Yeah, like what happened on Wednesday was obviously the first major incident, but the one on Friday looks to be every bit as bad.
The question then arises, you know, this was being highlighted by Dylan and many others on Wednesday. Why then was this still happening 2 days later?
Yeah, but
would the authorities not have intervened immediately?
On Wednesday, Kildare County Council and the Inland Fisheries were on site on Wednesday evening. So it was, you know, it wasn't that they were that they weren't there. Right. Whether or not they had found this, the source at that stage, I can't be sure.
There was certainly enough speculation online about the source anyway, but we're not going to say anything about the source or give any indicators here, because it has to be established whether this was a deliberate incident or indeed whether it's an incident that just happened because of certain operational procedures or others. We won't speculate beyond that. But I think that the damage that's been done is clear. Now that the authorities have identified the source, we'll leave it there for the moment, but we'll keep a close watch on this to see what can be done. First of all, by way of recompense to the community, because ultimately this river will have to be restocked and recovered and everything else that goes on. And then ultimately, again, how can we ensure, as Dylan said, that this will not happen again, because it's too prevalent throughout the country. Anyway, Catherine, you held your conference on Saturday and Hugh O'Connell followed up in The Independent yesterday. I'm sure you've seen it at this stage. How many Social Democrats does it take to lead a party, was the headline. Rumblings of discontent within the party over the leadership and an atmosphere of paranoia. They're fairly damning subheadings, are they not?
Yeah, to be honest with you, it didn't reflect the very positive conference we had, and it was great to get back into a room together. It's been 2019 since we had a conference, and I've got to say the people who participated in the conference were absolutely delighted. We got very positive feedback. I mean, our focus of attention was kind of, if you like, the last couple of years are unlike anything any of us have experienced in politics. Yeah. You know, and essentially, it's important to reboot and refocus on what our priorities are.
And on that note of reboot, and I'm not being rude when I say you would say that everything was smelling of roses and whatever else, but this article points out that 7 years since you and Roisin Shortall and Stephen Donnelly, remember him? Who's he? Founded the Social Democrats Party before he left. It might have been thought you'd disappear. You didn't. The co-leadership can quite rightly feel vindicated for persevering, but after 7 years at the helm, writes Hugh O'Connell in Sunday Independent yesterday, there have been rumblings of discontent, rumblings about the dual leadership, rumblings about a perceived generation gap in the party, and also the article makes the point, has your membership halved from 2000 to 1000?
I mean, there's one article there that is, do you know what I mean? As I say, it doesn't reflect how the weekend went, and the vast majority of members. You're never going to be on the same page with everyone, you know. But essentially, a lot of this kind of stuff said in advance of the, do you know what I mean? In advance of the general election about where we were going and dual leadership and all the rest of it. And then we had a very successful general election. And like with six seats, we didn't get the opportunity to really kick off from that because of COVID. We're very determined to build on our conference at the weekend, and we have a plan of action for the autumn where we will have a number of regional conferences and to really focus on the issues that are important and work towards the next general election. Like, there will be people who have differences of opinion, and that's fine.
I understand that, but is there long-running tension at the top of the party between yourselves as co-leaders and Gary Gannon, who against their wishes ran in the 2019 European election in Dublin? Gannon later complained that, and I quote from the O'Connell article in yesterday's Indo, that he had no public support at all from Murphy and Shortall during his campaign.
We have the six of us in our parliamentary party. Gary is the chair of our parliamentary party, and in fact we work very well together. There are no tensions. The strategy for our local elections was that our focus would be on local elections, and that, you know, we had that conversation with Gary in advance of him contesting with the European elections, that it would only be possible for us to focus on one particular election because of the resources we had, and he was fine with that.
Okay.
Really, I'm not going, there really isn't that article does not reflect the position the party is at the moment.
Okay, now, you have six TDs, as you said. You have 20 local councillors. You want to build that on the next election. You have 1 minute. What are your priorities?
Well, our priorities at the moment are to focus on a number of key priorities. I think, for example, we think the cost of living crisis, there's a requirement for an emergency budget to put money back into people's pockets. We can't wait until the autumn for a budget that won't kick in until next year. There's a real crisis there. Housing would be a key source of instability in terms of society. Cost of living and affordability of housing is very much linked. And the stable communities come out of building good communities, and that means that people can put down roots. There's a lot of damage being done with the housing policy at the moment, but the introduction of Sláinte Care to reform the health service is a red line for us. So there will be issues around. There will be issues around, building good public services, and we'll be working on policy positions around that. And before I finish, Clem, I think it would be wrong of me not to acknowledge the terrific work that's been done in Naas, and great to see them doing so well in that eyeball.
Yeah, and we'll be focusing on that in the second hour. But just to say, Catherine Murphy, any idea of retiring? Will you and Roisin Shortall jointly lead the party into the next general election?
It's a long time to the next general election, by the looks of it. That's the plan of action.
All right. On that note, Catherine Murphy, Kildare North TD and joint leader of the Social Democrats, founder indeed, reflecting on the Rye River situation in our constituency, but also that major article in the Sunday Independent yesterday by Hugh O'Connell.